This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peeble's message on Choosing a New Reality, March 6, 2024.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy, dear friends, to be able to share on this topic of choosing a reality that you would desire instead of blindly going along with what you have already created, accepting a reality that no longer serves your higher needs and purpose, a reality that you no longer even want. So we ask all of you, as you continue to awaken to, yes, the truth of your beings, of your existence as spiritual beings, that you remember there are choices there for you, even if you cannot always see them. Too many people right now on Earth are focusing on the outer world. They are seeing everything around them and allowing themselves to believe more in the power out in there that is not real for them. More and more, we are encouraging each of you to focus on your inner world, to see, to ask, to feel a different perspective, the one that will allow you indeed to begin to enlarge your reality, to see that there is so much more there than what you have learned as part of this incarnation. There are so many different realities at any given moment that you can choose to align with, that you can choose to put your focus on. And when you do that, your world in the outer planes, in the external world, will shift dramatically, for you're no longer giving power to something that is not you, no longer giving power to the world instead of your spirit, knowing that the energies that you are holding, that you are aligning with, that you are projecting, are coming from a powerful source that is not of the world around you. As you start to do this, you'll start to get a greater and greater glimpse of the inner realities of all that has always been available to you. Now, you haven't been taught this at all, and for so many things in this world, but now so many of you are starting to understand that you are responsible for your life, but still you need to make a gentle leap into a consciousness that says there are no limits, that I have this incredible power to be able to choose what I want. Now, you haven't been told this. Too many times you've been told by, yes, your parents, school, others in your world, in your work, that nah, you just have to suck it up and take what you get. And that is not the truth. So we are warning you to challenge yourself in new ways, to say to yourself first that I want a different reality for myself. I want to see a different world that I know I am a part of, and recognize your role in it all. You are always going to be the creator of everything that you are experiencing. And that is a concept that many of you have learned. You've heard it, you've studied it, but you're still not able to completely apply it into your world. So we ask for all of you to look at your life and to decide, yes, what is it that I truly need and want out of this wonderful existence that I have created for myself? There may be areas where you are feeling dissatisfied. There may be areas that you are in great need of changing and shifting for your own survival, for your financial security. You may indeed desire that I want love in my life. And when you start to focus on those needs, then we would ask for you to affirm to yourself right there that there is a way that I can choose to think in a different way. We'll get the ball rolling. You will start to get ideas. You will start to feel a sense of encouragement deep within your being starting to stir up. And it will make itself known if you will continue to affirm that, of course, there are ways to fulfill myself, to find, yes, indeed, new ways to bring joy to myself, to bring that sense of fulfillment. That will open, yes, those doors to your higher conscious, to an energy that at times you have forgotten is even there.
by living on the earth plane and all of the appearances and so-called limitations. So now we are encouraging each and every one of you to blow past those limitations and to recognize you have a choice every single moment. Now, some of you continue to reinforce the idea that I don't have a choice. I'm stuck in this job. I'm stuck in this marriage. I'm stuck in this reality, whatever you have created. But the reality you find yourself in is exactly the one you are working to rise above, so that you will be able to discover your power, so that you will see, yes, all the resources that are available to you, not necessarily in the outer world, but first, always originating within you, within your soul. There is such power there, dear friends, and not the power to harm, to destroy, as you see in the outer world, to deceive. No. This is the power that will lift you up, that will help you be in that vibration of love, that will help you realize the many, many different paths that are available to you, the different realities that you are constantly creating. Unfortunately, at times, those realities that you are creating are not necessarily positive ones. They are based on fear. They are based on other people's opinions and beliefs and not necessarily your own. This is a time on the planet, individually and collectively, for each of you to re-examine what you believe, where you are indeed putting your energies, your focus. We would hope that you would decide here and now that I have choice that has always been given to you. Even if you choose not indeed to respond to this or that as a choice, even if you choose to say, I feel stuck, but I choose not to react to it, that is a step in the right direction. And then you will indeed allow us, your guides, your teachers, your friends in the spirit realms, to help you, to remind you of all that you can indeed expand into with your thinking, your beliefs, your choices. So imagine here now that no matter what is occurring in your life, there is a multitude of choices you can make. Do not limit it on anything, on the past, on what you have been taught, what you have already experienced, but just begin to imagine that before you is a wonderful table, a banquet table, and all the choices in your life are there for you to examine, to consider, to explore. Will you try? Will you begin to open yourself to all that is possible in your life? For every day, you are making choices that are creating your reality, that are determining your future, determining your emotional states, determining the relationships that you will have, the work that you will do that will fulfill yourself, that will serve others. This is up to you. You always have a choice. You can choose to listen to us or not. You can choose to explore your reality more completely, more fully. Or you can say, nah, I'll just accept what is in front of me. But what a shame that would be, for you would miss the grand opportunity of knowing what is possible. You would miss the opportunity to grow stronger, to remember who you truly are at the deepest level of your spirit. You are not just mere humans. You are not helpless. You are not indeed at the whim of anything outside of you or anyone. You are powerful masters. Remind yourself of that. And remind yourself that you always have a multitude of choices to choose from. Believe in those choices. And then allow yourself to move into action, where you will create this in the physical world that you find yourself in. That is part of your destiny, part of the higher path that you have all chosen as part of this life. We are always here to help and support that. Will you allow us that? Now, that is your choice as well. Will you accept the assistance of others, whether they are in physical form or not, knowing that there are angelic beings, there are spiritual helpers always at your side, willing to assist you? Or will you shut yourself off, not only to your spirit, but to the help that is available to you? We do love you. We are here. Allow us that privilege of being closer to you and helping you once more remember your greatness and remember the power that is available to you through your choice. God bless you indeed.